Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening, everybody. It's the pre-show to Adam, Where Art Thou? And this is Kathleen Williams, your host. And I'm excited to be here with you tonight. I have a lot to talk to you about in the next 30 minutes, so just sit back, relax. We're going to listen to a little Erykah Badu, get ready to start the show with you, and I'll be back in a second. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and this is the pre-show to the show, which starts at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, Adam, Where Art Thou? On the TJRS radio network. So first, before I begin talking to you about the multiple things that I have to talk to you about tonight, I just want to give you the phone number for calling in if you want to talk to me here tonight, and that number is 909-265-9189. 909-265-9189. That's a lot of nines in there, huh? So you can call in. And I have a lot of questions already. You know, this program is called Ask Kathleen. And all of you who know me, there are so many folks that just call me up and ask me questions about various things. They ask me about what to do about their business, what to do about their books, what to do about their kids. And my child is calling me right now. Hang on just one second. Okay, so you know your kids will call you like as soon as you're on the radio, and he knows I'm on the radio. But when they're your kids, you have to answer. So anyway, that was Sean, and he says, hi, everybody. But anyway, what I want to talk to you about was Ask Kathleen. A lot of people are always asking me questions. So it got to the point where I recognized I'm spending a tremendous amount of time helping people with their problems, their issues, their concerns, and just some of the things that they need help with. So I figured, you know what, let's start documenting this so that when other people call and ask me the same thing, I can refer them right back to the program, and I can answer them right here on the air for you. So Ask Kathleen. That's one. So the first 15 to 20 minutes, we will talk about that, and then we always will be referring it back to what's going on the TJRS radio network at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Adam, Where Art Thou?, where we talk about some really important issues. And tonight's issue, ladies and gentlemen, is domestic violence. About 2 months ago, we had a guest on Adam, Where Art Thou? And her name is LaWanna Campbell. She's the author of Is She Dead Yet? What a powerful title. Is She Dead Yet? And it's actually her own story. It's her story about her experience living with an abuser, her husband at the time. And he was in the church. He was a minister and a pastor, and it was a very difficult experience for her. So she was on the show a couple of months ago, and we got so many requests to have her come back and also to talk more about domestic violence, because she's not the only prior guests that we've had talk about that. We had Tiffany and Talib Winston, who are a couple that experienced this themselves. Talib is on the air. You actually hear him in the intro for Adam, Where Art Thou? And he talks about the fact that he did hit his wife really badly. It was a pretty violent situation, and he spent time in jail as a result of it. So he talks about that. But even despite that incident, they are back together, remarried because they had been divorced, remarried, and making it work. So they're going to be calling in this evening. Lilana is going to be calling in this evening, as well as several other authors that I will be talking to you about in a few minutes. One of the folks who submitted a question to me, her name, or she goes by the name Young Star, and you'll see an advertisement for a program that she is hosting on the 30th of July right here in New York City, and it is designed to bring awareness to domestic violence. She, too, is a survivor of domestic violence, and she contacted me, a mutual friend of ours gave her my information for her to contact me and see how I might be able to help her, because, as you know, you all know that I'm on the radio, I'm on TV, all of that stuff. So a lot of people contact me to see how I might be able to help them. So Young Star called me, and we talked a lot about the program that she's doing on the 30th, which she'll be on the call on Adam Where Art Thou tonight as well, and she'll be advertising that program a little bit later on this evening. But one of the questions that she had was, okay, I've got this incredible venue. It's really an exclusive place. Usually it's held for celebrity events, television show events, and because of a connection that she had with someone who's connected with the owners, you know how that goes, she was able to get this location, and she's planned an incredible project. It is a free event, and it's to bring awareness to domestic violence, something that she is still living with right now. So her question really is pretty simple. How does she get the word out and really have this thing very well attended and very well populated? How does she get more airtime for it? How does she get more media attention to make sure that people are aware of the fact that this is taking place, and see how she might be able to help some of the people through putting on this event? And she's been staying up days and nights and planning, and it really looks like it's going to be fabulous. I am going to definitely stop through because, you know, this is a very important topic to me, not only here on Ask Kathleen, but also on Adam, Where Art Thou? It's an issue that we often bring up because I believe domestic violence is a disease, and I believe it's a preventable one. So we really can't do anything to stop it if we don't talk about it and expose our young people to it, because they need to know how to stop the violence. Stop the violence in their relationships, stop the violence in their homes, how to deal with it if they are witnessing that in their families and with their parents and so forth. So it's a topic that is near and dear to my heart. So for Young Star, ask Kathleen, how do you get more media attention? How do you get more press around your event to make sure that it's not only what it's well attended, but that the word gets out all over New York and beyond, because people do come to New York for events from outside of New York. So one thing, first of all, you want to start with making sure that you have press releases going out, and you want to time them, critically time them, so that they are not too close to the event, so that people who are already booked on the 30th of July won't be able to make it, but not too far in advance that it becomes, something that people will ignore because, you know, okay, it's not soon enough for them to start paying attention to your event because so many other things are happening in the next couple of days. So you want to get press releases out. If you don't know, and you did mention to me that you don't know how to go about doing a press release, you can Google that. Google how to do a press release, and also go to freepressrelease.com, because there are services online where you can learn how to write the press release up and then send it out through their free service. So I want to make sure that you are aware of that. Write that information down. Go to freepressrelease.com and start to draft your press release and get that out. In addition to that, you know, every single borough in the city of New York has its own local newspaper, and those papers are always looking for information about events, news, new topics, everything that they can populate their paper with. And a lot of times you can get it in there for free if they are covering you in an article. So you, if your event is taking place in Manhattan, if you are a Manhattan resident, I would reach out to all of the various papers in Manhattan and in Brooklyn and talk to them about domestic violence. You can also, it's also really important for you to try and link up with something that's going on in the news right now, because it makes your event newsworthy and relevant. So look for what's going on right now. Link up to make sure that you can present your event as something that solves a problem that already exists and that is right now being brought, you know, promoted in the news, and just, you know, ride the coattail of that thing to bring some attention to your event. And that will be important because that is something that's going to help people. A lot of times people say to me, okay, well, that sounds kind of, you know, not cool for me to ride the coattails of something that's in the news right now just to get media attention for my event. And I say to you this, if you're doing something like Young Star is, which is having an event to bring awareness to a very serious problem, then I'm going to say to you that it is your obligation, your duty, your call, your charge to make sure that people know about it. Because the reason that you're doing this in the first place is to help people, right? And how are you helping people if you put on an event like this and nobody knows anything about it? Then you may as well just go to the movies or something, do something else. It doesn't make any sense for you to do that. So you're doing something that you know is very important. That's why you're doing it. You're bringing attention to a problem that people have right now. So, and in doing this event, you have to have a plan and a purpose and a goal, an intention. Set your intention for your event, whatever it is. In this case, we're talking about this event to bring awareness to domestic violence. Set your intention for the help that people will receive from this, and then go out and make sure that those people who need this information can get it. And by doing what the things that I've mentioned, making sure you get the press releases out, making sure that you look at what's going on in the news right now, and attaching yourself to that newsworthy topic and letting people know a little bit about you, your expertise in the area, and also that you're doing an event that can help people and bring additional support to those folks that are dealing with domestic issues of domestic violence. In addition to that, of course, you are, as you're coming on my program, I know you're going to be going on other programs. You want to get on television. You want to get on Blog Talk Radio programs. Reach out to a lot of the shows that have as a theme and a mission discussing issues that would be, that this would be relevant to. Definitely don't underestimate the power of Blog Talk Radio. See whether or not some of the programs that you're on, when you're speaking to the hosts of the shows, if they can feature it on Blog Talk. And in addition to that, you want to call your local politicians and public offices, your district leader, your borough president, and let them know what you're doing as well, because they may be doing something in the area of domestic violence that you're not aware of. Maybe they can partner up with you, and in doing that, they can bring more attention to your event. See if you can do a press conference with one of the leaders or with someone in the area or out of the area who has domestic violence near and dear to their heart. There are quite a few people in New York who are leaders in New York, both political, community activists, and more, who are very heavily involved in domestic violence. Kevin Powell is one of them. You can reach out to him also and see whether or not this is something that he would be interested in attending, partnering with you with. He's got a vast network of individuals, and he often talks about domestic violence. If you're not familiar with Kevin Powell, he ran a campaign for Congress. He's doing a lot. He's the author and editor of about 10 to 14 books right now. So just look him up, Kevin Powell, and see if you can reach out to him and find out what kind of participation he may have. And he's not the only person. There are tons in the city of New York who can assist you. So that's my answer to Young Star. And I was expecting Mr. Esprit to call tonight. So let me get over here to see. Let me see if he's on the line. I don't see any callers right now. So if anyone has any questions, you can certainly call me. It's 909-265-9189, 909-265-9189. And I see RV Management was on. That's Russell Blake Management. We will be talking with Mr. Blake, if not tonight, definitely on a program where we will be featuring his book, which is a phenomenal read, The Virtuous Black Woman. And Mr. Blake was just endorsed by one of the domestic violence agencies, and he will be talking with us a little bit more about that, if not tonight, definitely when we have him on Adam, Where Art Thou? As our featured guest. His book, I started reading his book, just about done with it, and it's incredible. The Virtuous Black Woman, Proverbs 31 Woman. If you haven't picked that up, you definitely want to pick up a copy of it. And I recommend it highly, not only for men, but for women as well. And I'll be able to tell you a lot more about that on another program. But we're at about 6:18 right now, and we have to make sure that we're getting ready for Adam, Where Art Thou? So I want to tell you who's going to be on the show tonight. We have, as I mentioned earlier, Luana Campbell, the author of Is She Dead Yet? She'll be back. She is a friend of the show. She's a friend of mine. She's a wonderful individual, and she's got a powerful story. So she will be on Adam, Where Art Thou? Tonight. In addition to Luana Campbell, we will have a new friend of the show, Miss Keisha Stowe Spence, and she's written a book also called Healing for My Soul. Now, Luana and Keisha Stowe Spence are both survivors of domestic violence, and so their stories are important for you to hear. They are important for your children to hear, because if you didn't know, about 69% of our teens, if they have been sexually active, that's the number when we were looking at all of these statistics, before the age of 14, they have been involved in relationships where violence was a factor. So our kids, young people, teenagers, young adults, both men and women, boys and girls, have been involved in relationships where there's domestic violence. So that must mean that they're not getting this information before they even start dating, to know how to avoid it, how to see the signs, how to avoid the signs, that the people that they can talk to. It's really very important that you have your kids listen to this and then debrief with them after. Don't just have them listen to it and then they're like, oh, you know, trying to figure out, well, what am I supposed to do with that, Mom? What am I supposed to do with that, Dad? Talk to them afterwards. And if you are in a situation right now and you need help, on our show tonight we'll have Shauna Marie. She is a psychotherapist, she's a natural healer, and she's going to be talking with us tonight as well. In addition to both of them, we have another very phenomenal author and another friend of mine and a friend of the show. Her name is Sandra Glaves Morgan. She is also an author, and the name of her book, Wife, Whore, Slave. Yes, I said it. Wife, Whore, Slave. That is the title of her book, and it is another book about domestic violence. Now, this is a book, a story about a friend of hers or a neighbor of hers, and she wrote this more as a novel, another very powerful book. Sandra Blaise Morgan. And also with us tonight will be Donald Lee, a minister out of Texas. He is going to be joining us. He has a book as well called Married to Commitment. He talks a lot about relationships and marriage, and he will be talking with us tonight because he also wants to weigh in with the male perspective as it pertains to domestic violence and domestic violence issues. You know, a lot of men are really very, very interested in having this conversation. You would think sometimes that men don't care about it, but they care a great deal about this topic. And it'll be important for us to hear what they have to say. So I'm hoping, I'm not sure if Mr. Russell Blake is going to be able to join us tonight, but his book is also, so he's not going to be able to join us tonight. I just got a message from his manager, publicist manager, Monica. Thanks, Monica, for your email. I did get it. So we will be talking with Mr. Blake on another evening. So for tonight on Adam, Where Art Thou, it's going to be an action-packed show. And we have a lot of other folks. Young Star is going to be calling in as well, talking to us a little bit about her experience. And we've got songs. A songstress, her name is Orange, and she has been featuring a video on YouTube, and the title of it is How Much More Will You Take? So we're going to feature her song and several others that have been written about this topic. So tonight is going to be Domestic Violence Night. Now, here's something that you may not know. The Brooklyn District Attorney, Mr. Charles Hines, he also does a tremendous amount of work in this area, and he's going to be a guest on our show. We haven't confirmed a night with him yet, but he will be here to talk with us about all that's going on in Brooklyn right now. He's doing some tremendous things in Brooklyn, but in addition to that, he has a passion and a heart for the issues surrounding domestic violence. So he will be talking with us not only here on Adam Where, on Ask Kathleen or Adam Where Art Thou, but also on the television show. You know I am a television show host, and the name of my talk show is I'm Just Saying. And you can watch episodes of it online at YouTube on my YouTube channel, which is IJSTV. Okay, so look, we're at 6:23. If any of you have any questions, if you want to talk to me, I've got about 4 minutes. 4 minutes that I can talk with you if you want to. Let's see, I can open up a chat room. There's quite a few people in the chat room right now. If you want to talk with me in the chat room and have a question, I will see if I can answer that for you. In addition to the chat, you can definitely call me, 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. And, oh, wait a minute, let's see. I think that there's an unknown here. I wonder if that is Mr. Jerome Esprit. Let's see. Jerome, is that you?
Yeah, that is so bad. I had to be the unknown, didn't it?
It's
yes,
because
it is.
When it comes, you know, your number comes up as unknown. So
I know.
Be
I know. For,
how
for
are
some,
you?
I'm fine. So for some magical guide of the universe puts me in as unknown, I have to take that. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad that you're here. I wasn't looking at the screen for a few moments. I pace sometimes when I'm talking, so forgive me if you've been holding for a while.
No, I've been listening, so I've been hanging out.
Oh, good. Well, I would love for you to weigh in, because I did tell everybody at the start of the hour that you would answer questions, too. So I know that the Young Star was asking about her event that she's going to be she's hosting on July 30th in New York City. It's going to be right around 42nd Street, I believe. I don't have the address right here. She'll be on Adam Where Art Thou tonight and tell us more about it. But her concern was getting more media attention and being able to get more exposure for the event. So do you have any suggestions for Young Star?
Well, you know that we travel by word of mouth, and that's kind of how we've always operated. So depending on the event, you know, you just want to really get word of mouth, and with the internet and Facebook and all the media outlets that we have now, you just want to kind of tell a friend to tell a friend, and that's our best way of moving people. I think people gotten away from that, but our best way of moving people is just putting it out and tell your friends to tell a friend and let it get into those networks that can bring the people. It'll get out there.
Oh,
it'll get out in the universe,
you know,
so you should be good.
That's such a great, you know, I didn't even say that. That is such a great idea. Sometimes we get so techno-savvy, you know, so deep with the technology and some of the harder things that we forget that basic, important, you know, statement, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah. As you know, when you do deal with technologies, you do get a lot of, you know, misleads and people hiding behind chat rooms and things like that. And I wouldn't waste a lot of energy in trying to convince a likable crowd there. You know, it's like reading a paper or looking at media on TV. You know, they just go by sure numbers. And so you have to really kind of put the word out in the area of your client base. And so for the people who will enjoy your event, you have to get the word out to them, and you just have to kind of work getting the word out. You can't really massively market to them because they won't go unless they get word of mouth anyway.
Yeah, you know, Jerome, that's such an important thing. That whole personal touch, right?
Yeah. Yep, I think we move away from that. We think it's some magical thing that people, I put this flyer up and people came, but if you have a flyer written in crayon, people are not coming, right? And so, you know, we do this in the political world. It's like when you ask for a lot of money, you have to have really nice invitations. So because the people who have that kind of money won't go to something where they saw a flyer with crayon on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So you have to put some money into the promotions, and
not just that. You just have to be clean. You know, we have technology these days. You don't have to put a lot of money into it, but you just have to go out to where your crowd is.
Okay. And also, sometimes I've found that if I'm doing something and I really want folks to come, I've got to pick up the phone. I actually have to pick up the phone and make contact with people. And like you said, actually when I make that contact, also tell them, you know, bring somebody with you, tell somebody about it. And you're right, it does. It makes a huge difference.
Yep, it's exactly why you invite certain speakers to draw more people. You don't invite the speakers just to hear themselves speak. If you want to draw people, bring people who bring people.
Right. And that brings me to one other thing. So I want to tell you about this program that I went to tonight.
Okay.
I went to see a dance program. I don't know if you were on the show one evening. Oh, well, if you're online and you want to hear the rest of our conversation, please call in because I'm going to talk about this event I went to this evening, Cedra Bell Dance New York, 909-265-9189. You'll have to call in really quickly because you're about to get cut off, I think, online. So it's called HOMME, and the program was a dance event by Cedra Bell. And her company is called Cedra Bell Dance New York, and she had all male dancers in this performance. And she had it at Baruch College, downtown Manhattan. And she actually was here on Adam Rothow, and she advertised it here. And we told people to tell people and tell people. And she had a sold-out crowd tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting.
It was great.
Email works. Like just mm-hmm. your friends list actually works. If they tell two people who tell two people, there's a lot of people in that. So,
yeah.
You know, you always kind of, you have to work your network. Like minds normally, you know, well, law of attraction, right? Like energy attracts. And so if the people who you call enjoy the same things that you enjoy, they'll be a more likely customer.
Right, absolutely. So she did a very good job, and it was an incredible performance. It was very bold, though. It was bold of her to do this dance program with all male dancers. And I'm telling you, had I known more about what I was going to see, I likely would not have gone.
Okay.
Really? I likely would not have gone.
Was it shocking while you were there? Were you shocked at the performance?
Okay. Yes, I was. I was shocked at the performance. But the interesting and the beautiful thing about it was that it challenged your mind. And it's one of those situations where you say to you have to really think about what you're thinking about and what conversation you're having in your head. Because a lot of times, you know, somebody can say, you know, well, let me be careful what I say here. But, you know,
we are still being reported.
someone might say, you know, just go jump, right? And one mm-hmm. person will take offense to that and say, well, she just told me to go jump off a bridge or something. Just go jump. Mm-hmm. And you might literally be telling somebody, you know, hey, go jump. You might want to jump on a trampoline or something. It might be some great exercise for you. You might be saying it positively, and because of whatever, you know, is happening in their head, they receive it negatively, where that's not what it was, what was meant at all. So unless sometimes we can approach things, as you often tell me, Jerome, easy, and just receive it for what it is, instead of putting your own story on it, you are right. bringing some prejudices to the table, and it may not even be about that. So
right.
That's kind of what I found there. So I was having some challenges with, you know, like, well, where are, you know, I knew it was an all-male performance, but I'm like, where are the women? And it seems like women are almost obsolete, you know, women are obsolete
right.
in this performance here, because the men were doing parts, you know, they did some duets, if you will, for lack of a better word. They danced together, and you would normally have expected to see a woman doing one of the parts. They
right.
did lifts, they did, you know, leaps, they did dances together and so forth, and you just, well, I'm like, well, there you go, that should be a woman, right? You know, and
uh-huh.
And the guys were rocking. I mean, they were really incredible dancers. So
okay.
I'm like, wait a minute. You know, so it did. It challenged me quite a bit. And so I had to actually sit there and clear my mind and just begin to really appreciate the dancers for the incredible performances that they were putting on. And then I stayed for the after show, which was an opportunity where, you know, Cedra Bell, the choreographer, actually came out and talked about the inspiration for it, and the dancers came out and talked with us as well, and it was really fabulous.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing for life, though, is to be able to clear your mind to see something differently, because it is one of the things that I normally tell students when they want to get into politics and strategy and campaign managing, and I tell them it's very difficult, but you have to figure out a way to get rid of your own personal biases. It's difficult to suppress them. So when you see something, you see an activity going on or event, and it does not appeal to you, it's hard to say, let me see it for what it's worth, or let me see what everyone else is getting out of it, opposed to seeing that you do or don't like something. So it was interesting that you said that, but that's it's difficult. And I think that someone teaches you how to do that, you don't really come to that on your own. We're so used to, as a society, of seeing how everything makes us feel and taking everything so personally. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it had to be a nice experience to suppress that early.
It was. It was a nice experience. And I'll just add this real quick before we close out. I took my son with me. So the
okay.
two of us were watching it. And it was interesting to be at this all-male dance program. And one of the scenes, one of the dancers came out in a pair of red high heel shoes. They looked like they were about 6 inches high, and did
okay.
part of his dance in those shoes. So now I'm sitting there with my son, and, you know, I'm wondering, like, well, what's he thinking? And they're, you know, guys are dancing together, and they're doing these leaps, and they're doing these dances and all this kind of stuff. And, it was something that really challenged me. And
right.
when it was over, to be able to sit and talk to Sean about it and say, well, you know, what did you think? And he said, well, for a while, I knew she was going somewhere, and I knew it was really deep and powerful, but I didn't get all of it. And so here's what I thought about this piece, and here's what I thought about that piece. And just to hear him break it down, it was so interesting to me because he wasn't dealing with any biases whatsoever. He wasn't looking at it as though it was like a, you know, a male,
yeah,
whatever kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was just saying, you know, that one piece that they did, the solo, that was really a powerful piece. And they had a lot of video with it and some language. You know, there was actually somebody speaking while he was dancing. And I didn't really understand it. And Sean was saying immediately, I thought that that was about suicide. And so I was like, wow, you got it. Because, you know, they kept saying, well, let me see your wrist. Let me see your wrist. And he said, yes. I received it as being a piece about suicide, and that the person who was speaking to him about, you know, him speaking to himself and where he was and how he no longer recognized himself and so forth. And I didn't get any of that. I didn't get it either. You know?
So right.
Yeah. Because I was, you know, working so hard to clear my mind. And here my son was like, he had no biases. And so he was able to receive all the glorious messages from the dancing from the beginning. So that's a lesson, you know, that we can take from our kids, I think.
Well, you know, it's the simplistic. And not saying that you always have to let go of your biases. There's a story about why fire engines or fire trucks, when they get trucks, when they get stuck under bridges, it's why they let the air out of the tires. Have you ever heard that story?
Mm-mm.
Of why that happens?
Well, yeah, I would imagine they let the air out so it will lower the height of the truck so that they can make it under the bridge.
Right, but what happened, the truck got stuck, so they bring the jaws of life to cut it out, and the fire department is there, and they couldn't figure out. I mean, it was just holding up traffic. They couldn't figure it out, and some little kid was looking out a car window and said, why don't you let the air out of the tires?
Oh.
That's where that actually starts from.
Yes.
Right? Because they're just trying to pull it, you know. And so it's funny that we can't see things simplistically when it really comes down to general application, but then there are some things that we really do need to weigh. You can't let kids pick their meals, for example, or they would never pick anything nutritious. So they don't have enough information for that. But sometimes they can see things clearer because they don't have the clutter.
Right, right. That's absolutely true. So I appreciated that. So it was really great. It was great. And, you know, after we left, we stayed for a little while, got to say hello to Cedra and to the dancers, and I, you know, got to say something to them all, to the audience, and it was interesting. I don't remember exactly what I said just right now, but I remember when I finished speaking, the audience clapped. And that's why I laughed too, because they had asked me about a half hour earlier or 45 minutes earlier, I don't know what might have come out of my mouth, but It was an amazing piece, and I was very impressed with her talent, her skill, her choreography, and it was very bold of her to do the same choreography that she would do with men and women and do it with all men. And the guys, how impressed I was with their ability to just kind of release themselves and carry out those dances, as they were saying, androgynously. You know, regardless of what we were thinking, they did these pieces really powerfully so that if you could let yourself go, you could get it and to see the power in the dance itself and, you know, what they were talking about, what they were expressing through the dance. So I had a whole new lesson on the arts this evening that I'm very, very happy for.
Now, did you say you had her on your show? You had him on one of your shows?
Yes, she was on Adam.
Yes,
Cedra Bell. She was on Adam. Where Art Thou?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you said she was on tonight or she had been on previously.
Oh, yeah, she had been on previously promoting this. So I think it was in mid-June. she came on and promoted the program for this evening. And they're actually going to be doing they're doing two shows. So the second one will be at 7 o'clock this evening. So I went to the 3 o'clock show so that I could be back for tonight's program.
Okay, and you can be shocked for tonight's program as well.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit both.
Exactly. Well, okay. We have 3 minutes and roughly 40 seconds, so I just wanted to have you share with us in your quantum way a little bit about the topic for this evening. We're going to be talking about with some authors who have written books about domestic violence and also just kind of, you know, just bringing some awareness to it so that we can help to prevent it with our young people in particular, as Michael, and if any women are living with this still and dealing with it, just bring some attention and some healing to them.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll definitely be tuning in. I'll probably be in the chat this time opposed to on the phone, but I will be tuning in. And I first wanted to thank you for having me on last week for your last week's show. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. I don't know if I said that on the air, but thank you for having me on, and it was definitely a pleasure, and I'll definitely tune in to Ask Kathleen and, you know, make some noise on this show every now and then.
Oh, good. Thank you. And it's always a pleasure to have you. You know, you're welcome to come back anytime and often, because the conversations we have were really, really powerful and help a lot. A lot of people learn a lot of information, and they always come back and say, wow, I had no idea that that's, you know, that was going on in politics, or I didn't know that that was the way we could consider looking at this issue, that issue. You know, so I really enjoy having you, Jerome, so thank you so much. Thanks for always being a fan.
Okay, and you know what, and thanks for inviting me. So I'll be here, just let me know.
Okay, well, good.
And have a good show. Have a good show tonight.
Oh, great, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ask Kathleen. We're going to sign out right now. Thanks so much for listening and participating. For those of you who were in the chat room, thanks for being here. Mr. Jerome Esprit, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here with me. And we are going to close out and jump on over to the TJRS Radio Network for tonight's program, Adam, Where Art Thou? I will be your host over there, so we'll check you out on the TJRS Radio Network. The phone number is 347-850-1272. You're listening to Ask Kathleen. We'll see you next week, Sunday night at 6 p.m. with your questions answered. So send them to me in email, on Facebook, however you want to, and we will see you then. Have a fabulous week. Join me on the TJRS Radio Network in just a few minutes. Adam, where art thou? This is Kathleen signing out.
Remote control, and there you go. Off into outer space, distant from me. Where do you go? Your eyes are closed. I'd like to know. I stop next to you because you seem so blue.